Hello everyone. Hi, this is Divyanshu and welcome to another episode of the Bright Bulb podcast, where we discuss abstract ideas which do not seem that important at face value but are extremely important, or rather they are extremely important in defining the personality of a human being on a daily basis. Okay, so today the topic that I want to talk about is what do you want in life? This is a very, again, abstract as the podcast is, this is a very abstract idea, as in how do you define what you want in life? I mean, there are aspirations, there are ambitions, there are short-term, long-term goals, there is a different setting for every person. So how do you actually contextualize this question as to what do you want in life? So I'll just simplify it. At any moment, let's say right now you are sitting listening to this podcast. At this moment, what do you want in life? As in, what do you want? It could either be a short-term goal, either be a long-term goal. The first thing that pops up in your head, what do you want? Right. So, and this is the technique that I'm going to talk about in the next 10-15 minutes. It is extremely important in making life-changing decisions. So it can be applied to smaller decisions in life, but when it comes to, you know, high ticket or rather extremely important decisions of life, which cannot be taken in, you know, a snap of a finger or very quickly. And most of us suffer from decision paralysis in those decisions. This technique you can use and it'll come very handy, and you can use it as a mental model where, or a template where you can apply it in the situation and find out if that is what you want or not. Okay, so this was the context for today. We'll find out how to decide what do you want in life. And we begin. Okay, so I'll start with a very easy example, saying that imagine a setting where it's a Sunday, you don't have much to do, you have completed the chores of your house, you don't have anything else in your agenda at the moment, you're just sitting in front of the TV, relaxing, watching TV, and suddenly the cook, whoever cooks in your house, comes up to you and asks you, you know, what do you want to eat? Or what shall I make for today? And generally, the response that I've seen people give is, you know, I can have anything. I can have anything. You know, whatever you feel like or whatever the cook feels like making, you can, yeah, give it to them. Which, for your part, is a very simplistic way out. But on the part of the person who's cooking, it's very difficult to decide whether whatever he or she is going to cook, you're going to like it or not. Okay, so it's a very tricky situation that I just explained it to you, that I just gave it to you. But within that situation, suppose the person who came up to ask you what do you want to eat asks you a very specific dish, like, do you want to eat this? And a name of a dish. That you are very specific whether you want to eat or not eat. Okay, so let's say that you want to eat a lasagna. Okay, let's say the person in front of you asks you whether you want to eat lasagna. And you'll be very specific, no, I don't want to eat lasagna because, you know, I just had it yesterday or it's middle of the day, I'll feel drowsy and everything. You can have your reasons for it, but you'll be very specific to the fact that I do not want to eat that. Okay, or let's say broccoli. Okay, do you want to eat broccoli? And the person will be like, definitely not broccoli, anything but broccoli. So the lesson or the teaching or the moral of the story is that, you know, we are very specific as to what we do not want rather than knowing what we want. So we are very confused as to what we want. There could be 10 things in our life that we could want at a particular instant, and 10 is a variable that I've just put in a random number. Okay, it could be any number of things that you want in life. So, but what you do not want, you are very specific about it. You do not want this. Like for me, I do not want to be disturbed when I'm working because it distracts my focus. Okay, when I'm eating, when I have to eat something, I'm very specific about I do not want to eat this because I do not like this. I do not have this. I do not have that. I may be allergic to it. There's n number of factors, but I do not want to eat this. It's very specific. Now, out once we take out what we do not want, the decision making becomes very easy. So let's say, as an example, let's say you have to purchase a car, and it's a high ticket purchase. You are stuck on a decision. You have analyzed every single, and see, every step that I'm saying, you need to complete that step first in order to move forward. Okay, so you went to a car showroom, to multiple car showrooms. You analyzed all the cars that were in your budget, which means that you had already decided your budget. Then you analyzed all the cars. You analyzed all their performances, their engine, their power, their comfort, their luxury feel, their whatever parameters that you have, which means you also decided the parameters first. Okay. And now you have shortlisted 4-5 cars out of the n number of cars that you were looking at. Generally, if you go at a price point, they are, in totality, they are 4-5 cars, especially in the Indian market. If we talk about in any price range that you go, there are 4-5 cars that you could take. Out of those 4-5 cars, or out of those 4-5 products which you're going to buy, the risk proposition increases. Okay, that could be, you can always, analyze why I said this by thinking about where I was going. If not, you can connect with me. I'm always open to connect. Okay, so now you have decided that these are the 4-5 things. Now, once you have decided on the final shortlist, you have to, in order to complete a selection, you do not have to go or pinpoint the thing that you want. You have to pinpoint the thing you do not want first. Okay, the process of elimination, which is also the process that the great Sherlock Holmes followed with, where I take out anything that is impossible, anything that is factually incorrect, and whatever you're left with is the truth. So process of elimination works for you. You do not have to go in saying that I want this. You have to go in with the mindset of I do not want this. Once you have that mindset, you'll easily reach, or rather comparatively easily reach, where you want to. And you'll suffer with decision paralysis lesser as compared to what you were suffering before. Okay. So if we talk about takeaways, the first thing is that in life, we are not specific, or we are not sure about what we want, but we are very sure about what do we want. Or what do we do not want, sorry. So we are not very specific about what we want, but we are very specific about what we do not want. Okay, this is the first takeaway. Second takeaway is that whenever you are stuck in something where you have to make a decision, but you are not sure as to which particular item, thing, or whatever you are making the decision for, should you pinpoint? So do not go with the mindset of I have to do this or I have to get this. Go with the mindset of I do not want to get A, B, C. And then whatever you are left with, you have to make the decision. Because, and what happens is, see, ultimately what happens is, by the process of elimination also, you might be left with 2 or 3 choices. Then those are the best choices that you could have, because you have explored the entire market. You have made your analysis. You have checked whether they are in your budget or not. You have compared them on the elimination also. And finally, you are left with 2-3 choices. You can either roll a dice, you can do anything. It doesn't matter at that point of time. You can choose any one out of the 3 or 4. Generally, you're only left with 2. Because process of elimination generally leaves 2. But if you are confused with more than 2, then, and you have done the process of elimination already, and you are not able to decide within the last 2 or 3 contenders, then you can pick any one of them, because you have done all the hard work. You have laid down everything that you could do. And ultimately, when you are left with the top 2 or 3 choices, it doesn't matter which one you choose. All of them are equally good, according to me. Okay. So you can try this technique out. So this was the second takeaway, by the way, that whenever you are making a decision, always use the process of elimination. Do not go in thinking that I want this and pinpoint that thing. Rather, go in by saying that I do not want this and cross that thing out. So crossing things out is very important. Third takeaway. So see, this exact situation or this exact template can be applied in your life where you are a lot confused about not just decision making, but many other things in life. See, there are a lot of scenarios where people are actually confused what they have to do. It is not a big ticket purchase. It is not a high impact decision for them, but they're just confused whether I should switch a job, whether I should not switch a job, whether I should find a new domain, whether I should add a new skill, whether I should earn more money. there is a lot of confusion, which, you know, overall just piles up inside you and creates a lot of stress for you. So in order to relieve yourself from that stress, what you need to do is apply this template. If you are stuck analyzing that whether you want to switch your job or not, just as an example, there could be n number of things that you could do, but as an example, whether you want to switch your job or not. Okay, so first identify the fact that are you in the mindset of switching? Are you so stuck up in your job right now that, you know, you see no growth avenues over there? You see no area of elimination. So see, what I'm doing is I'm using the word no, which means that I do not want this is a negative term, right? I do not want this. So what I'm saying is I'm analyzing all the negatives in the job that I have. So I'm basically using the same template where I'm analyzing the negatives and removing one by one, each of them. So if I do not have ample growth within a job, and the answer is yes, so one negative is added. If I do not have financial growth, for one was professional, now is financial growth in the job, and the answer is yes, so there are two negatives over there. So I see that by the process of elimination, whichever will have more negatives would be eliminated. So if I want to find a job, I want to switch the job, and I do not want to switch the job. Okay, so each will have its own pros and cons. Once you have analyzed all of them, whichever has the more negatives, you'll eliminate it, and that is your decision. If more negatives are in, you know, I do not want to switch the job, which means that, you know, more positives are there. Sorry, which means that if the answer to, you know, first section, which is I want to switch the job, most of them are no's, which is a double negative, then it automatically becomes a positive. So that is how you have to approach a problem. You have to analyze the fact that is it even worth it doing something, taking the decision that you are taking, and apply this template of elimination over there. Eliminate all the possibilities. Don't add unwanted variables to your life. Simplify the equation that you have. Consider everything in variables. Simplify them. Replace each and every variable that you can with a constant. This I will be covering in a separate podcast later on sometime. But just to give you a hint or example, your life is just a simple equation which has a lot of variables as of now. If you are in a problem, there are a lot of variables over there. Understand all the variables, replace the variables with the constant, and you can solve that equation that life is presenting to you. It is not easy, but it is doable. It is simple, but not easy. Okay, you have to understand the difference between simple and easy. Simple is that I have to earn more money. The solution is simple. If I'm stuck in my financial capacity, then the solution is very simple. I have to earn more money. But the solution, implementation of that solution is not easy. You have to work hard. You have to add new skills. You have to do n number of things. You have to try out something else. And you have to give interviews. And then you'll increase your earning capacity. So there are two things, simple and easy. So the solution is very simple, but the implementation of the solution would not be very easy for the equation of life. Okay. So just to recap, the first takeaway that we have is that always look at a problem by the process of elimination. Keep removing things that are not possible. Keep removing things that are not in favor of you. And whatever you're left with, in the end, that is the final answer. Second, whenever you're making a decision, always apply this process of elimination to all the aspects of that particular decision. So for that, you have to be very aware of all of the aspects around that decision. Because if you are going with an impulse, or if you are going without analyzing everything and just using process of elimination, then the answer may not be correct. Okay, there's a very high probability it will not be correct. And then you'll be doing the wrong things, or rather saying the wrong things to the past you. Okay, the third takeaway is within your life, you'll be presented with a lot of situations, a lot of variables. Simplify that equation, convert it into constants, all those variables, and the equation would be sorted out. So all those variables would be converted into constants by using the process of elimination. you have to make separate decisions for all the variables. How? By using the process of elimination, doing all your groundwork, doing all your research about that particular variable, and then eliminating it with a constant. Okay, so these are the final three takeaways. I hope you like this one. This is a very deep and a very second, third order thinking kind of a podcast. I hope I wasn't too over and was able to explain myself. You can always get in touch with me. You can always follow me on YouTube, bright_bulb, and for more content you can always follow me on any of the podcasts that you're listening to me on. And I hope to see you in the next one. I hope the past week was great for you.
So that was the podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great week ahead. And do subscribe to this podcast. Follow this podcast. Do subscribe to me on YouTube, bright_bulb. Have a great week ahead. Bye-bye.